American Airlines flies into bankruptcy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. News this hour out of Dallas-Fort Worth that American Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. Now, American says it's keeping all flight operations normal, it's honoring all tickets, and it's keeping its frequent flyer program intact. But in its filing, the company listed about $25 billion in assets and about $30 billion in debt. For more, we're joined live by Seth Kaplan, who watches the industry for Airline Weekly. He's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So what happened here, Seth? Why do they have to file for bankruptcy?
Well, I would say they didn't have to file today, but they were burning cash. And you know, clearly they recognized that the situation they were in wasn't sustainable. And so they probably had to make a decision that if they weren't going to be able to fix it, better to do it sooner rather than later and kind of preserve what's still there and get on with restructuring.
And tell us why American is in such worse shape than the other airlines.
Well, primarily because of their higher cost structure. You know, they stayed out of bankruptcy when most of their competitors went into it during the last decade, you know, particularly after 9/11. And so that left them in an uncompetitive position. Most of their competitors, for example, no longer have traditional pension plans for most of their employees, whereas American is still pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into its plans, and its employees are reasonably well compensated.
And Seth, can they get out of this? And if so, how?
Well, they can. As I mentioned, many airlines have, in fact, gone through processes like this and have emerged stronger. You know, we look at Delta Airlines, today a very strong airline, emerged a few years ago with Northwest. Both of those airlines, Delta and Northwest, in fact, had gone into bankruptcy and merged while they were as they emerged from it. American has a lot of stakeholders who want to make sure that it survives. People who sell it airplanes, people who supply it with everything that it uses. Obviously, its employees who I'm sure are going to make concessions. So there are a lot of people who want to make sure that this airline survives. It likely will survive, but it'll be a smaller airline.
Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, lawmakers in Illinois will decide today if it's smart policy to give big tax incentives to companies like Sears or the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in order to keep those companies in the state. Marketplace's Bob Moon says you can find the answers in Iowa.
Trying to keep companies satisfied with tax breaks can be risky business, so says Iowa State University economist David Swenson. Companies have been awarded millions in tax incentives in Iowa, but what Swenson calls a hefty number, 15 in the past year, have failed to meet their promises to create or maintain jobs. Besides that, he says states have more important bargaining chips than tax credits to lure companies.
The quality of government, the quality of roads, the quality of schools, all of those things taxes pay for, they factor that into whether a place is a desirable place to locate.
Swenson says politicians like the giveaways, though, because they can claim they saved or created jobs. But at the Urban Institute's Tax Policy Center, economist Kim Rubin argues that while the company might come out ahead, taxpayers lose.
The fact that states are offering other states' companies big incentives to move means that for you to keep your existing jobs, you also have to pony up some money.
Rubin calls it a race to the bottom just when state budgets can ill afford it. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up a fraction of a percent across Europe right now after a big day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow surged 291 points, about 2.5%, to close at 11,523.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Constant Contact, offering email marketing tools and resources to help market small businesses during the holiday season. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
European finance ministers are meeting in Brussels today trying to figure out a way to avoid a collapse of the euro. Johan van Overtveldt isn't sure that's possible. He's just written a book called The End of the Euro, and he joins us now from Brussels. Good morning.
Good morning over there.
Well, you write that there are two ways that the European debt crisis can play out, one of which would be that they would form a full-fledged political union, maybe something like the United States of Europe, or the other way, quote, the whole thing unravels.
Exactly. These are the two options that are before us today.
And what do you think is going to happen?
Well, as things stand now, things are moving more and more in the direction of a blown up of the Eurozone.
So lay out your doomsday scenario for us. How would it unravel?
Well, we keep on going with this piecemeal approach, too little, too late. We put together rescue packages for the countries in difficulties, but the costs of these things mount and mount, and at the end of the day, it will be only the German, which is, as a matter of fact, the biggest.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.